Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is season 2, episode 4, and I'm your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Dockhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, Dave. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well. We're midst of a new cards at Santa Anita, right? Santa Anita just is opening this weekend.
Open today.
Today as we record this. So that they are back and getting ready for some West Coast racing, and then lots of big races this weekend. So, and then preparation for the Breeders' Cup, right?
Correct.
So, all right, so let's get going here. Visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you'll find all the ways to listen to us. We have all your bases covered. Just click a link. You can follow us on our Facebook group. The link is on our website, and we post videos and other items there on our Facebook page. You can listen to us on the Amazon Echo device. If you say Echo, play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, and you'll be able to hear the latest episode. Be sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, where Steve may post some actual late date changes or even some other picks he finds. We're over 19,000 downloads of our podcast. We really appreciate that, and we continue to get about 400 download times each week. We appreciate that as well. Can't thank you enough for listening, and keep listening. For today, we'll review last week. The Nugget segment will be replaced by 8 races from graded stakes. Like I said, there are a lot of big races coming up tomorrow, so this Saturday. So let's get right into it. We have a lot to go over and review last week.
Yeah, Dave, just a real quick review of last week. 3 stakes races. We only had 1 top 3 pick winner. If you remember, the races were at Parks. Pretty sure I'm not going to handicap Parks anymore.
That was brutal.
Though it did appear that one of my horses was trying to take a hunk out of the
horse God. That was winning the race. Yeah, we have to talk about that. That was incredible. I'm watching it live, and I'm saying, wait a minute. It's over while we're there at Arlington. He was like, I'm taking a nugget out of that horse's head.
Either the horse or the jockey.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that was
got him going. That was
quite amazing. So
it's just that track is just absolutely.
Yeah,
brutal.
I just if you watch the horses coming down the stretch and they're these are class nice horses weaving all over the stretch. I've not been a fan. So overall, Dave, 287 stakes races handicapped, 125 top 2 pick winners, still around 44%.
Yep. So let's just go right into the racing here. You have the Belmont. We have 4 races. There's only a pick 4 available for those 4 races. We start with a 7th race, correct?
We start with the 7th race. That's correct.
Right. So let me get my page in place here. And yes, there is a pick 3 available through 7, 8, and 9. If you happen to be in New York, you could play the pick 5 if you want to, but of course they lock it down. And then also interesting, the 7th race does not have any show wagering. I was kind of curious why that was the case, but there is 7 horses in the race, right?
6, 7. Yeah, 7 horses. I don't know.
So interesting. Anyway, let's get started here. The 7th race is a 6 furlong distance. It's a grade 1. It's the Vosburgh, $350,000 for 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Well, yeah, Dave, the reason there's no show betting is because there's a horse that's 1-5. And likely the horse that's going to go off at maybe 1-9.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so I'll make this horse our top selection, Dave. Let's make the 6 Imperial Hint our top selection. Luis Caraval is the trainer. Javier Castellanos, the jockey, multiple triple digit buyer speed figures here that would win the race. Any kind of performance by this horse, even resembling those races, and the horse looks like he's training up a storm right now. Yeah. Great lifetime record, 17 starts and 11 wins. I cannot find my way past this horse, so let's put this horse on top, and then let's see if we can figure out an exact at a play here. So let's make the 6 horse Imperial Hint our top selection in the 7th race at Belmont on Saturday. Right. Our second selection, Dave, will be the 7 horse. The 7 horse is Still Criz. Ray Handel trains Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 15-1 in the morning line. This horse has speed, Dave, so So, you know, the scenario that I see is this, is the seven horse getting out on the lead and then being run down by Imperial Hint. And, assuming that the pace isn't too fast, maybe the seven horse will hang on for second. So let's make the seven horse, Dave, Still Criz, our second selection in the seventh race at Belmont on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, will be the four horse. The four horse is Mr. Crow. Ben Colebrook trains Luis Saez, the jockey, 5-1, the morning line. This horse is a four-year-old colt. And does have multiple sub 12 second eighths of a mile in his past performances. So logically, I think we should, you know, make sure we put this horse in our second or third slots. Let's put this horse in our third slot, the four horse, Mr. Crow. So to summarize, Dave, the seventh race at Belmont on Saturday, let's make the picks 6-7-4.
All right. And then we move on to the eighth race. Eighth race, a long distance, mile and a half on the turf. It's grade one. It's the Joe Hirsch Turf Classic. It's a purse of $500,000 for three-year-olds and upward. And it's also a start of another pick three if you go to the next leg. Give us your picks.
Yeah. So my selection in this race, Dave's going to be the two horse. The two horse is High Happy, trained by Todd Pletcher. Luis Saez, the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. This horse is third off a layoff, and, you know, not going to say this very often in life, but the jockey change from Johnny V back to Luis Saez is probably the right move here. Yeah. Saez has actually won a couple of starts on this horse before, and is probably just happens to be just a good fit for this horse. Pretty nice record at Belmont, two starts, a win, and a third. Yep. But I like third off the layoff. I like the jockey switch back to Saez. So let's make the two-horse High Happy our top selection in this eighth race at Belmont on Saturday. Our second selection, we're going to play a little bit of a price play, Dave. Let's play the five horse Teodoro. Thomas Descom, who I don't know anything about, is is the trainer, but I do know about Ryan Moore, who, you know, many say is the top jockey in the world. Ryan Moore rides 15-1 the morning line. I've done some time form adjustments here on the buyer speed figures. That race on August 11th would return back a 103 buyer, which certainly would get it done here. This horse gets Lasix for the first time. And I've also underlined in the past performances from time form, the number of times this horse has gone to the lead or has gone straight to the lead or has had the early lead. What that tells me and what I think is a pretty paceless race, this horse might have the front end. So let's make the five horse Teodoro our second selection in this eighth race at Belmont on Saturday. Our third selection, Dave, is going to be the morning line favorite, the one horse Robert Bruce. Robert Bruce trained by Chad Brown, Irad Ortiz, 2-1 in the morning line. Certainly this horse looks to be a horse on the improve. Horse won the Arlington Million, a couple of nice workouts since that victory. We also get a horse that's in his four-year-old season, a four-year-old colt. So let's make the one horse Robert Bruce our third selection, Dave. So to summarize, Belmont's eighth race on Saturday, our selections are going to be 2-5-1.
All right, let's move on to the ninth race. Ninth race is a mile and a 16th on the inner turf. It's a grade three. It's the running of the Pilgrim, $200,000 for two-year-olds. And give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race is going to be the eight-horse Social Paranoia, trained by Todd Pletcher. Johnny Velasquez, the jockey, 10-1 in the morning line. I've noted the fact that Johnny's been on this horse the last three times, and I'm sure that Johnny told Pletch, let's throw the blinks on this thing. So this horse actually gets blinkers on for the first time in this race, and a lot of times with these young two-year-olds, that can be you know, a major upgrade in terms of improvement. Also, I like the bullet workout on the turf at Saratoga. We get 10-1. We get Johnny V. We get a nice equipment change. Makes sense to me. Yep. Let's make the eight-horse, Dave, Social Paranoia, our top selection in this ninth race at Belmont on Saturday. Our second selection is going to be the five-horse. The five-horse is Opry. Pletcher trains Javier Castellano, 9-5 in the morning line. This horse does go turf to turf and does have a nice bullet workout coming off that maiden-breaking victory at Saratoga. So let's make the five-horse Opry our second selection in this ninth race at Belmont on Saturday.
You sure, and our third, you sure that's not Opry, like the grand old Opry?
It could be.
Just saying.
it could be Opry. or Opry.
All right.
You're probably right. It's probably Opry.
Not trying to correct you here.
No, you're probably right, Dave. This horse is probably a Southern horse.
Yes.
Now. From Kentucky. There, yeah.
There, right. There Kentucky. You go.
So let's make Opry as the Grand Old Opry our second selection in this ninth race at Belmont. And then our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the two horse. The two horse is 40 under. 40 under is trained by Jeremiah Englehart, Manny Franco, the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. Another horse who broke its maiden at Saratoga on the turf and is now going turf to turf. And, you know, I like when horses are second time turf lifetime, especially when they're back to back. So let's make the two horse 40 under our third and final selection, Dave. So to summarize, the ninth race at Belmont on Saturday, our selections are going to be 8-5-2.
All right. And we move on to the 10th race. It'll be the last race of the Belmont card that we're handicapping. And it's a mile and a fourth. It's a grade one. It's the running of the Jockey Club Gold Cup. It's $750,000 for 3-year-olds and upward. A lot of big horses in this race. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, I'm going to take a shot here. I'm going to pick the 8-horse Thunder Snow as our top selection. Saeed Bin Sarur is the trainer, and Christophe Simeon is the jockey. He's a top jockey in Europe. I've adjusted a couple of those races for buyer speed figures. Some of those time form races, they come back with 111, 112, a couple of those races there in March and February. So, this horse can race on the dirt, which he's shown before. 5 starts on the dirt, 3 wins, 2 seconds. I got a feeling about this horse. Let's make the 8-horse Thunder Snow our top selection in the 10th race. Our second selection, Dave, going to be the morning line favorite and probably the post-time favorite, the 6 Diversify. Richard Violet trains Irad Ortiz, the jockey. This horse, 4-5 in the morning line, loves Belmont, has won 6 times and 8 starts at Belmont. Certainly this horse is getting pointed for the Breeders' Cup Classic. So I don't know how much they're going to empty the tank in this race. Certainly this horse is already in the Breeders' Cup Classic, so it doesn't have to qualify. So it's always interesting to see what these trainers do with these horses as they're leading up to the Breeders' Cup Classic. So, but let's make the 6-horse Dave Diversify our second selection in the 10th race at Belmont on Saturday. And then our third and final selection will be Mendelsohn. Mendelsohn is Aiden O'Brien trains Ryan Moore, the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. This is a race this horse probably has to try to win in order to get qualified for the Breeders' Cup. Has shown early speed the last 2 times. Improving buyer speed figure from the race at Belmont on the 7th of July from 90 to the race on the 25th at Saratoga to 99. So let's make sure we put Mendelsohn in our multi-win race wagers. Summarize, Dave, our selections in the 10th race at Belmont on Saturday are going to be 8-6-3.
Yeah, it's just incredible how much money that horse has made already. Over $2.2 million. Sheesh. That's pretty incredible. All right, let's move out to the West Coast in Santa Anita. You have the 6th and the 9th and 10th. We'll start with the 6th race. 6th race is a mile and a 16th. It's the grade one. It's the American Pharoah. $300,000 for 2-year-olds. Let's get your picks.
Yeah, so I also have the 11th race in here, Dave. So you just don't see it. You just don't see it
because it's
on the next page.
All right,
yeah.
Good. I see
four races at Belmont, 4 races at Santa Anita.
Right. Got to do the math.
Yep, it's okay. My top selection in the 6th race, Dave, is going to be the one horse, the one at Santa Anita on Saturday. The one horse is Roatan. Jerry Hollendorfer trains Florent Giroux out there to ride this thing. 5-2 in the morning line. This horse is fast. This horse should show some early speed. Was sprinting at 7 furlongs at Del Mar. Got a pretty clear uncontested lead and some fast fractions, but just didn't have the stamina to carry. Hollendorfer stretches this out. He's 19% when he stretches horses out from sprint to route. So let's make the one horse, Dave, Roatan, our top selection in the 6th race at Santa Anita on Saturday. Our second selection is going to be the 4-horse. The 4-horse is Game Winner. Baffert Trains, Joel Rosario, 6-5 in the morning line. A number of bullet workouts in the holster. A 2-for-2 lifetime will probably be over bet. So let's make the four horse game winner, our second selection in the sixth race at San Diego on Saturday. And then let's take a price play on with our third selection day. Let's take the five horse Sig Alert. John Sadler trains Tyler Bays, the jockey. This horse 15-1 morning line. I did note this horse was purchased for $420,000, and that Sadler is 24% in graded stakes races, which is just a phenomenal, outstanding percentage for a trainer in stakes races. Though this horse did race against my two top picks the last time out and got pretty beaten badly. But like young horses purchased for a lot of money. I'm going to put this horse in my pick threes and pick fours. So let's make the five horse, Dave, our third selection in the sixth race. So to summarize, Dave, Santa Anita, race six on Saturday, our picks are 1, 4, 5.
All right, we'll move down to the ninth race. We got races 9 through 11, so you'll have a pick three available for this. This is a mile and a 16th. It's a grade one. It's the Chandelier, $300,000 for two-year-olds, fillies. Get your picks.
Yeah, Dave, my top selection in this ninth race at Santa Anita on Saturday is going to be the two horse. The two horse is Delmar May. Richard Baltus trains. We get Gary Stevens as the jockey. 5-1 the morning line. This horse is this horse's first two lifetime starts raced out of the 10 post in a 10 horse field. Mm. So drew the outside, both lifetime starts.
Yeah.
Now, and his race pretty well, 2 seconds. Now moves inside, goes to Gary, makes the move to Gary Stevens. To me, this was, with nothing really jumping off the page at me, I really kind of like the post position change here. And I bet you this horse races a lot better now that he's moved inside. She's moved inside. So let's make the two horse, Dave, Delmar May, our top selection in this ninth race at Saratoga. Our second selection is going to be the one horse. The one horse is Mother Mother. Baffert trains Mike Smith, 4-1 morning line. This horse showed early speed last time at 7 furlongs at Del Mar, and Baffert throws blinks on. First time blinkers for Baffert, 31%. Rail, Smith, speed. Certainly this horse will probably have the front end or be close to the front end. And let's make sure we put this horse in the two slot. And then our third and final selection, Dave, will be the six horse. The six horse is Bellafina. Simon Callahan trains Flavian Pratt, the jockey, 9-5 in the morning line. This horse takes the blinkers off. Certainly looks like this horse could have bounced the last time after throwing that 94 buyer speed figure at Del Mar on August 5th. And certainly these quality roads get a lot better as they stretch out in distance. Probably we'll get over bet a little bit. And I kind of like our two horses close to the rail. Let's make sure we put this horse in our top three selections, Dave. So let's make Bellafina our third and final selection here. So to summarize, Dave, the ninth race at Santa Anita on Saturday, our selections are going to be 2, 1, 6.
All right, move over to the 10th race. 10th race is a mile and a quarter on the turf. It's a grade one. It's the Rodeo Drive, $300,000 for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, my top selection in this race is going to be the two-horse, Tis But a Dream. Ben Cecil trains Tyler Connor, who actually follows us on Twitter, is the jockey.
Nice.
And this horse is 20-1 in the morning line, Dave. And guess what we get? We get second North American start,
and we get
blinkers on. So we get a nice equipment change. We get the ever-improving second North American start, and we get a morning line of 20-1. So I'm going to take a shot here, Dave. I'm going to put the two horse Tis But a Dream on top in the 10th race here at Santa Anita on Saturday. My second selection, Dave, in this race is going to be the six horse. The six horse is Vasilika. Hollendorfer trains Flavian Pratt, the jockey. This horse is 8-5 in the morning line. will be probably be the post time favorite. Certainly has done nothing wrong at Santa Anita. 6 starts, 5 wins at a second. Has multiple 12 second, sub 12 second last eighths of a mile. And then our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 8 horse. The 8 horse is Cambodia. Tom Proctor trains. Drayton Van Dyke's the jockey. 9 to 5 in the morning line. This horse is third off a layoff, beaten favorite the last time out. So what I did here is I put the 20-to-1 shot on top of these horses that are probably are going to, you know, look pretty obvious. So let's make the 8 horse Cambodia our third selection, Dave. So to summarize, in the 10th race on Saturday, our selections are going to be 2, 6, 8.
All right. And then we wrap up the pick three with the 11th race. 11th race is a mile and an eighth. It's the grade one running of the Awesome Again. Purses $300,000 for 3-year-olds and upward. Get your picks.
Yeah, Dave, this looks like a 2-horse race. So I'm gonna put the 5-horse. I'm going to put West Coast on top. Bob Baffert trains Mike Smith, 7 to 5 in the morning line. This horse has been off for quite a while, but has been training well. I got to think Baffert might be thinking Breeders' Cup Classic with this thing. And so, you know, I think he's going to have to make sure this horse puts in a really good race on Saturday. And I've decided to pick this horse over Accelerate. So let's make the 5-horse West Coast our top selection. And as I just mentioned, the 6-horse Accelerate, Sadler trains, Joel Rosario, 3 to 5 in the morning line. But once again, Dave, Accelerate is already in the Breeders' Cup Classic. How hard are they really going to race Accelerate with the Breeders' Cup just about a month away? I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe he'll win easy. But I've got a feeling West Coast needs this more than Accelerate does, needs this particular race. But let's make the 6-horse Accelerate our second selection, Dave. And then our third and final selection is going to be the 3-horse. Let's make the 3-horse Prime Attraction. James Cassidy trains. Take Him Kent DeSormo is the jockey. Third off a layoff. Maybe bounced the last time, producing the 101 and then the 93 coming back and producing that on the dirt, coming off a turf to dirt scenario. Certainly I like Kent in these kinds of upset situations. I'm sure that we'll get a good ride and he'll wait for the right opportunity to make a move. I'm just not sure he's good enough to beat the top two picks. Yep. So let's make the 3-horse Prime Attraction our third and final selection. So Dave, to summarize the 11th race at Santa Anita on Saturday, our selections are going to be 5, 6, 3.
All right. And let's wrap it up here. Be sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. There you find out a list to us. You find everything you need to know about us. Please go to our website. Be sure you're following us on Twitter at offthechartshr. Any race day changes, other picks will be there on there as well. And if you have any questions, you want to send us an email, please send us an email at questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. With that, do you have any closing comments before we wrap it up?
No, I don't, Dave. Just got some good racing coming up, and none of the races are at parks.
So no, that's good. We need to stop. Yeah, don't ever handicap parks again.
No,
it's as bad as Penn National. Come on,
it was bad. Well, I don't want to offend any of our.
I know we love listeners who enjoy parks. We aren't going to offend anybody, but that was very tough. So
it was.
Anyway,
it was.
We always appreciate you listening. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.